going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to Night 2 of the 2025 NFL Draft here on WGR. Nate Geary, Derek Kramer, and Zach Jones with TJ Luckman alongside. Before we wrap things up, let's get you caught up on the most recent picks.
Here we go.
In the third round.
How late are we going back here, Nate? Probably the Jets pick at 73?
Yeah.
All right. So, Azrae Thomas, the cornerback out of Florida State, going to the Jets at 73 after the Bills were finished for the day, taking Landon Jackson out of Arkansas, of course, at pick 72. Pat Bryant, wide receiver out of Illinois, going to Denver at 74th overall. Nick Martin, linebacker, going to the 49ers. Meanwhile, Siobhan Revell finally gets off the board. Dallas at pick 76, taking the cornerback out of East Carolina. Princely Umanmielen, edge rusher out of Ole Miss. Shut up, Zach and Nate. I got the pronunciation in one try.
No, you're
not hearing it from me again. The edge rusher from Ole Miss going.
Umanmielen.
I'm going to stare at you the next time I say it now. There we go. Two for two. Jordan Burch, speaking of edge rushers, from Oregon, going to Arizona at pick 78. Jalen Noel, Texans taking both Iowa State receivers. That one, Noel at pick 79. Meanwhile, cornerback Justin Wally from Minnesota being selected by the Colts at 80th overall. 81, Dylan Fairchild, guard from Georgia. The Titans up at pick 82. And could Shedeur Sanders go to Pittsburgh after Tennessee coming up next year?
Well, there you have it. So looking at this big board, guys, a couple of names I think still sticking out to me. Well, Shedeur Sanders still on the board.
That is
starting to wonder if he gets drafted at all. Pittsburgh's next. This is going to be
This is it. This is the this is the most meaningful. This is the last chance at a most meaningful pick, probably for Shedeur Sanders.
I've got Xavier Watts, obviously still available, Notre Dame safety at 54th overall in Dane Brugler's top 100. Jack Sawyer from Ohio State. Jalen Royals, I know a big fan of your. Or you're a big fan, Zach, of his. On top of that, you know, some Joshua Farmer, defensive tackle out of Florida State. Josiah Stewart, edge, Michigan. Kevin Winston Jr., the safety from Penn State, another name.
Same as Xavier Watts.
And, you know, that kind of, I think, probably squares out a lot of the big names left on. Jacob Parrish, corner out of Kansas State, is another name, too, as well. So a lot of safeties left on the board if the Bills, you know, decided that Brandon Bean just couldn't help himself and wanted to trade back up in the third round. I wouldn't hate it.
It would be a steep price to pay at this point because the next pick is the 30th selection in the fourth round.
So that would be what, 100 and...
I think 130th, I believe, is their pick.
That is correct.
130th. That's their next pick.
Yeah, it's
their next
pick.
Selection is 130th.
Sorry, 132.
132 overall. Considering that we are at number 82.
We got a bit.
Ryan Fairchild off the board here to the Tennessee Titans, which I believe was Dane Brugler's number two center.
So we had two Fairchilds go back to back.
Is that right?
Dylan Fairchild from Georgia, offensive guard.
Yeah, that's who it was.
Oh, no, sorry.
He went to the Bengals. Tennessee is now up.
Come on, man. Listen to me.
Come on, man. Listen to me.
I don't do these updates just for fun and laughs.
Up. It just came up.
Can we throw on the Mel Kiper version of the draft? I want to see what happens.
You want to see the crash out?
Yes. If there is a crash out, if there's not, I just need to know.
If he just gets up and walks away from his desk?
I want to know. It's all I'm curious at now. The Bills, Brandon Bean's already spoken. We're waiting to see if Landon Jackson has a Zoom meeting.
What the heck is a Mel Kiper, and what does he do?
All right, here is Landon Jackson, Bills' newest third-round pick.
Yep, I appreciate y'all having me.
Yes, sir. If you're ready, we'll go ahead and get started with questions. Our first question will be from Alex Brasky.
For sure, that sounds good.
Hey, Landon, congratulations. What were your emotions, and what did you feel when you finally learned that you were drafted by the Bills?
Man, I honestly didn't think it was real. You know, I knew the Bills were big on me throughout this whole process, but I just did not think it was real. My phone said potential spam risk whenever they called, so I thought I was getting pranked, to be honest with you. And then my wife said, go ahead and pick it up. I think it's somebody. And then I picked it up, and they said, this is the Buffalo Bills. I said, this is Landon Jackson. Thank y'all for calling. And at that point, I just kind of just shut down and started balling.
What do you think you bring to the table here? Brandon talked about your incredible athleticism, high IQ. Would you echo that? What else would you add?
Yeah, you're getting a high motor player, you know, a guy who's going to find a way to make plays and get to the quarterback, get TFLs, and fly around the football field.
Thanks. Congratulations.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me.
Hey, Landon. John Scott from the NBC affiliate here in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. You mentioned it felt like the Bills were on your radar for most of this. Describe why you felt and what those interactions were like.
Oh, it was a lot of communication, you know. They came down for my pro day, worked me out. We went to dinner. I had a formal meeting with them at the combine, and just through every aspect of the process, I just kind of felt like they were really high on me, and I felt like I fit their defense really well as well. So, I was just really excited when I got that call, and I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like this is the place for me. You know, I feel like I from the jump, I knew this is where I needed to be, and this is God kind of showing me, I mean, where I need to be.
You mentioned you feel it's a great fit schematically, defensively. Why is that?
Oh, I mean, just how well they produce, you know. I feel like I'm going to go in and, I mean, play instantly and show them that I'm a great pick for them, you know. So, I love the way they have me schemed up. You know, they got me playing true DN, five technique, all the way to wide nine. So, I'm just excited to get out there and get ready to bowl.
Appreciate the time. Congrats again.
Yep. Thank you for having me.
Hi, Landon. Sal Capaccio here, WGR Radio in Buffalo. Congratulations.
Yep. Thank you.
What was tonight like for you with your family and the people you're around?
Yeah, real stressful, you know. I knew I had a great phone. I was going to have my name called tonight, but I didn't know when. So just every pick you hear somebody else's name, it kind of gets you to start stressing, you know. But it's a blessing. It's something I've been dreaming of my whole life. And, I mean, I'm happy to be a Bill.
Where are you and how did you watch the draft and where did you watch the draft?
Yeah, I'm actually in Texarkana right now. This is my hometown. So I'm down here, have the whole community out here. And so we're at the country club right now down here in Texarkana.
Most guys who come into the NFL aren't married yet. You're married already. Just growing up, your maturity, how do you think that, you know, that part of your life off the field has prepared you to walk into an NFL room and locker room with a lot of guys who are already at different stages?
Yeah. That just kind of goes to show that I'm going to be a guy that's not going to have any off the field problems. You know, at the end of the day, I'm ready to go in, get to work. I'm ready to go to work, go home to my wife, go home to my dog. And man, that's basically it. I'm all ball. So you ain't got to worry about anything besides getting a dog, a guy who's worried about football and his wife.
What kind of dog you got?
I got a micro golden doodle.
All right, man. Thank you. Congratulations to you again.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Hey, Landon, congratulations.
Thank you.
Curious, just can tell from your energy, like, what excites you about being part of this defense as you've learned about it through the process?
Yeah, at the end of the day, Buffalo's a winning program right now, you know? I'm excited to go to a team that has an opportunity to win the Super Bowl, and I feel like I can do a lot to help the defense, and, man, at the end of the day, I want to win. And I feel like Buffalo's going to do that, and I think they're going to do that for a long time. So I'm super excited that they picked me, and, man, I'm ready to get to work.
What were your conversations? You said you, like, knew they had interest, and there were a lot of conversations. Like, what were they saying to you that they liked about you? Like, what skill sets in particular were they like, we like this about you and that kind of thing?
Yeah, they've told me, I mean, from the combine to when they came down for pro day, and they were like, yeah, you might not be – a guy who has every move down in his bag, this and that, but you're 6'7", 275, and you have a motor that cannot be matched. So those are three things we can't teach. So everything else that you might not have is something we could teach. And when they told me that, I said, yeah, this is the coaching staff I need. A coach that's ready to get me and ready to, I mean, get me going. So I'm super excited.
Awesome. Congrats again.
Yep. Thank you.
Landon Jackson, Mookie Hawkins, Buffalo Sports 1080. Congratulations.
Yep, appreciate it.
Tell us about the process with Coach West. I know he worked you guys out at the combine, but we all know, you know, dinner or whatever the case. Just tell us what was the interactions with Coach West.
Man, he's my type of coach. He reminds me so much of my college coach, Coach Adams. And I feel like I'm excited to play for him, you know. When they called, he said, man, you got to bring me some of that catfish from Arkansas. And I said, Coach, I got you. But no, he's a great guy and a great coach. So I'm ready to get out there and get to work.
What would it be like to be able to learn from Joey Bosa?
Oh, it's going to be a blessing. You know, that's a guy I've been watching for a long time. Just being a defensive end and him being a dominant defensive end for multiple years. I'm super excited to, just learn after him and, kind of following his footsteps.
You're a big community guy, so yep. How will you embrace this Bills community?
Oh, I'm super excited to get up there. I'm getting up there tomorrow morning, and I'm ready to see the city. I've never been up to Buffalo, so I'm ready to get there, ready to see the community, and ready to embrace the community.
Congrats, man.
Yep, appreciate you.
Hey, Atlanta, Dom Tibbetts from the ABC affiliate here. Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Just wanted to ask you, you know, when you coming up learning your game here, is there anybody you've modeled it after? Is there any guys that you grew up watching that you started to implement a little bit of what you watched from them into your game?
Yeah. One guy is Max Crosby. You know, he's a dog. He's a high motor player. He knows how to, fly around in the pass game and get after the quarterback. And then in the run game, he knows how to set an edge and be a dominant defensive end. So that's a guy that I modeled my game after. I feel like we have a lot of similarities in body type and play style. So he's definitely one. And then, an older guy that I kind of grew up watching when I was younger is Jason Taylor. I love the way he plays. He's a long player, has a lot of length, and knows how to get after the quarterback.
You and the first two picks before you have all been SEC guys. Why is that conference just competitively gotten guys like you so ready to transition into the NFL?
Yeah, I think it starts in high school. You know, SEC only recruits dogs. And, so we're consistently playing against dogs every week in, week out. So it just leads to dogs going to the NFL. So it's super cool. I actually texted Maxwell the other day whenever I saw that, and man, I'm so proud of him, and I'm ready to get up there and see him.
Was there a prior relationship between you two?
Yeah.
How often you guys talked?
Yeah, we trained together at Exos in Phoenix pre-draft. So me and him got pretty close throughout that process.
Awesome, man. Congratulations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sunday. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Thanks again.
Appreciate that.
Congratulations on getting drafted. Tim Graham at The Athletic here. So Brandon Bean called you a dog. You're using the word dog an awful lot. Where's this micro doodle? Can we see it?
She's not here right now.
No? Okay. What's this dog's name?
Her name's Honey.
Honey. Okay. A traditional spelling on that. I mean, this is a very important thing. So what is it about the motor that makes you talk about Max Crosby, Jason Taylor? I know that we're talking, you know, again, playing on this dog thing, but what is it about that that speaks to what you have or the type of person that you're wired to be? I mean, do you, whether it be guys that you've seen who don't bring that or opponents that don't bring that, how is that a source of pride for you?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, just that's kind of what I've based my game off since I was young. You know, I haven't always been the most talented, or I guess I've always been very physically gifted, but not the most talented. And what's always made me a step ahead of everybody was my motor and the way I play with relentless effort and love playing the game of football. And that's what's got me to this point. So I think I plan to continue modeling my game after that.
Thanks so much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you again, Landon, and congratulations.
Yep, thank you.
All right, there is Landon Jackson, third-round pick out of Arkansas. We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back, wrap things up for our coverage of Night 2 of the NFL Draft, and, of course, continuing coverage of the NFL Draft here on WGR. Nate Geary, Derek Kramer, Zach Jones, and TJ Luckman will be back after a quick timeout here on WGR. All right, welcome back. Our final segment here in our continuing coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft on WGR, of course, is presented by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. Brought to you by New York's Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Northtown Automotive Group. Northtown Automotive, official automotive dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by Quilted Squirrel, great websites, more leads, real growth for your business. Learn more at TQSMarketing.com. Savion Williams off the board here to the Packers. Must be nice. Two receivers in one draft.
Well, they did finally break the drought of a wide receiver in round one. Big for them.
It was fun. Honestly,
it was fun.
Green Bay is a team that also is willing to, like, hey, if you're not working, I don't care if you're a second round pick. We're moving on.
We are moving on.
We are putting an investment into this position because we always do. It's just typically not in the first round. But it is not a bad draft from them either. I like what they've been doing. And now Jacksonville here making a selection. And something that we will figure out. So Caleb Ransaw, corner out of Tulane for Jacksonville here at pick 88. And pick 89. 90 is probably the last realistic chance that Shedeur Sanders probably even goes in the third round.
I just don't know where he goes.
And that is a conversation for tomorrow.
And it's only getting worse the longer it goes because he's going to be a loud backup quarterback. I'm not saying him personally, but his camp, the media around him, he is going to be a loud backup quarterback.
Yes.
And the further he falls, I'd actually say the noise gets louder.
Right.
And we were talking in the break, me and TJ, we were talking, like, it's getting to a point now where the teams that maybe could afford to draft him are teams that have such star power at starting quarterback that he literally can outshine them. The Bills, the Chiefs, Baltimore, like those are kind of the only teams that have star power quarterbacks that won't be outshined by a Shedeur Sanders.
You know where it'd be really fun if you ended up going? Miami.
I think that actually could work too.
That, you know,
I think they could work actually.
That work, but also like be like interesting
a
for
possibility
headlines.
Just
I would
from
be
the nature of it
so
all.
So curious to watch preseason,
but also I just think the fit.
Yeah, I think the fit's wonderful. Actually,
it would be a great offense for him.
Yeah,
maybe the only offense for him.
I think the Rams are also still that, but
the Rams could be that. I still think the Rams and Quinn Ewers is written in the stars. I think if Quinn Ewers gets drafted, it's going to be the Rams, but I also don't think that's still like the fifth round.
You also have texted me on like an every other weekly basis during the college season about your varying opinions of Quinn Ewers.
Disdain slash love. It's a toxic relationship, baby. You know, we're just
we're going to hang until pick 90 is completed.
Yeah, we'll hang out there and then we'll just be ready for you in 12 hours.
Yes,
we're back
right.
at 11 a.m.
We will be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Shop, as they would say in Boston.
Talking shop.
Xavier Watts, we're getting 90 and he's still available.
Told you, he's an elite safety that doesn't have elite physical traits. So he'll be a guy that's taken in the fourth round.
And he'd probably be a starter.
But be
he'll
a really be, good starting safety.
He'll be a starter for somebody.
Like, and like that's the frustrating thing about, like, whoever gets that pick, their fans should be pumped. You yes. probably got a starting safety. He just won't blow you away physically.
You're just replacing him in about 4 years.
At the worst, I think. At the worst. There's a good chance where you actually do get him to a second contract and feel good about it.
Yeah. And it's probably like a decent market value too. Wyatt Millam, another offensive lineman. For a bad offensive line class, there's a lot of them being taken.
Because those guys do not hit the open market. If you got a good one, you keep them.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, you just got
2024 offensive lineman of the year.
You just got to load up and get after it and try your best. It's why I've loved what the Bills may be able to do over the last few years. Where I, you know, we've heard from some fans, from some callers, tweets, and all that about, you know, they have a surplus on the offensive line. They should maybe package these guys, try to trade them to get, you know, like skill positions or guys on the defensive line. No, the Bills have gotten somewhat lucky over the last 2 years of staying healthy on the O-line, and now they do have a surplus. But like Nate, you brought up, like, Alec Anderson's just like waiting in the wings, but he's a great sixth offensive lineman for him. Cedric Van Pran Granger was a fifth-round pick for them last yep. year after starting at Georgia for 4 years.
And they feel like they mm-hmm. got an offensive line coach that if you bring him pieces that are raw he's talent, that he's going to mold them. Yeah.
And another guy, Travis Clayton, the international route guy. Now, I think he dealt with an injury all last year, but you've already kind of seen what Philadelphia has been able to do with that with Jordan Mailata.
Wyatt Teller, one of Brandon Bean's public regrets of dealing him and saying he gave up on him too soon. So, yeah, no, the Bills are very good at drafting, developing offensive linemen, save for one Cody Ford with this regime.
Which, that's another one of Bean's, the like open acknowledgments of we botched that, which was they screwed up where to actually put him. I remember doing this with Nate where we were talking about, like,
he's a guard.
He's an elite guard that happened to play tackle at Oklahoma, and the Bills just got too much into the versatility, which at times can be very positive, can also be very negative, and it hurt Ford's.
But they also planted him at right tackle and said, all right, go for it.
And watched him burn.
Yes.
And that was the first
Did you guys see the comments that Christian Watson's dad had yesterday?
Oh, no.
They deserve whatever they get. They don't want to win, man.
I get it. It's his son. I hate to sound insincere when I say this. Injuries happen, man, and they're going to move on. It's, what, two torn ACLs in 4 years for Watson?
Yep.
He's dealt with a lot of injuries. He's just simply never on the field.
And not to mention,
it is a cruel business.
It is a cruel business. Yeah. You're a father, but also oftentimes when that noise happens, that player's very shortly dealt with.
Yeah.
Because NFL teams don't like noise. Ahem. Sanders.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, I think they've kind of already signaled like they are going to probably move on from Christian Watson. So the noise won't do anything. I mean, the problem is, I was a huge Christian Watson fan when he was coming out of North
Dakota
State.
He's good when he came out.
He can stay healthy, but like he's never there. And that was a big thing.
Greatest ability is availability.
Yep. And that was a big problem for them last year, ultimately towards the end of the year, is who was healthy for their receivers?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just got to a point. They had a lot of them. None of them were playing. And their quarterback was even dealing with a ton of injuries. I mean, you got a lot out of Matt LaFleur last year. And now they've loaded up to the point where Nate's brought up. They've taken two. One of them, Matthew Golden.
Romeo Doubs?
They do not want to have those issues.
Is it Romeo Doubs?
Yeah.
Could he be available?
Could also be available. Because you're right. They've now taken two. Is maybe
outside
someone,
receivers.
Yeah, someone maybe on the chopping block.
I would think that
Watson.
They could probably potentially just straight up release Christian Watson. I bet you that's probably the route they take here.
Because what's his market going to be? Probably barren.
Yeah.
Seventh round pick. Because for a lot of teams, like if the Bills made that trade, we would probably begin to compare it almost immediately to the Chase Claypools of the world, the Andy Isabels of the world. Yeah. If this works, it's amazing. It's like a 90% chance that it doesn't.
Yep.
But if it works, it's amazing. So maybe Romeo Doubs, because, yeah, like the market for Christian Watson probably isn't anything more than like a seventh-round pick. Now there's where I'm at, though, with the seventh-round pick. After Brandon Bean had a maniacal laugh during his media meeting, get rid of it for Christian Watson, purely so we don't have to
figure. That trade was made with malice. Right. I am
That'd be cool.
saying it now. Malice towards the media members that were looking forward to leaving early.
It's got to be personal. It's deliberate. He left too happily.
Yeah, almost maniacally. I feel attacked.
There was a total plan. They were ready to give up the trade, no issues, and he's like, wait a second.
Can you do me a big favor?
Do you have a seventh you don't want to use?
It's exactly what it was, man. It's exactly what it was.
I personally felt attacked.
Yeah.
Because their current makeup, he's not making the team.
No. No.
Are they going to draft a punter?
But did it force the media to stay till 6 o'clock tomorrow? Yeah.
Sure did.
So it was worth it.
I'm not thrilled about that.
Still. Sure did.
Thank you.
All right, waiting here on the Rams pick just to see if Shedeur Sanders goes.
And I doubt he will. Honestly, like,
Jalen Milroe has happened. Let's go. Come on.
Wouldn't that be something? Baltimore should consider Jalen Milroe.
Yeah, I guess.
It's not a bad idea.
I mean, you want a quarterback with a similar skill set.
Yeah.
And Lamar's missed a lot of time over the course of his career.
Justina Anderson is reporting.
Green Bay, I'm back. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. With the 90th pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Josiah Stewart, linebacker, Michigan.
Wow.
Cool.
They are stacking the short, athletic defensive ends, man.
They loved how Kobe last year turned out. And now they're like, no, we're going to keep loading up. We're going to keep going. And you know why, though? They have their elite player in Jared Verse and Brandon Fisk. Like, they've got the elite dudes. Now it's just build around that core.
All right, folks, that's going to do it back here for us in our Amherst studios. Continuing coverage of the 2025 NFL Draft. Day 3 begins 11 a.m. Eastern tomorrow morning. Draft kicking off officially at noon. We'll have Sal Capaccio. We'll have Bruce Nolan, a bunch of others for reaction of everything over the last 48 hours. So thanks for listening to Night 2. I'm Nate Geary, Derek Kramer, Zach Jones, and TJ Luckman. We appreciate you listening. Talk to you tomorrow.